Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello. My name's Lori, Lori Derrickson. My mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. And that actually is true of Colorado Springs weather. You never know what you're gonna get. Let's hit the streets and see what people have to say here locally about Colorado Springs weather.
Are you thinking of moving or living in Colorado? Realtors Lori Derrickson and Kayleen Zabadik with Colorado's Finest Agency provide you with a local perspective on what it looks and feels like to live, work, and play in the Front Range of Colorado. Colorado's Finest Agency helps hundreds of people just like you make the move to Colorado each year. Give them a call or text anytime. 720-438-4181.
So today, you all have loved our videos that are not only hearing from us, but locals. And so we decided to go on the street and ask locals on what their experience is and how they feel about Colorado weather. So don't take it from us. Let's go on the streets. All right, so on to like cons. What do you not like about Colorado weather? Mm. And where are you comparing it to?
Where am I comparing it to? I don't have much to compare to.
Have you always lived in Colorado?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. But I would say the cons definitely is the snow. And of course, anywhere that there's going to be snow.
Do you like snow days or you just get sick of the snow?
I like snow days, but we like to get out and go do things. So the roads, if it's not clear, that's like the only con I've got.
So compared to Texas, what do you think about the weather here in Colorado?
I think it's more consistent. That's the thing is, I hear you saying that it goes up and down a lot, but in Lubbock, you can actually, I mean, you can wake up, have a 45, 50 degree morning.
Uh-huh.
It moves up to 72 in the afternoon, and then late into the evening, a cold front rolls in. It drops to 19 degrees with 50 mile an hour winds.
So this is more consistent.
Yeah.
We bumped into another local here at Garden of the Gods, and I wanted to ask you about the weather. So first of all, when I bumped into you, what was your first name?
Josh.
Josh. I'm Kayleen.
Hi, Lynn.
So you came from Hawaii.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you're coming from like a beautiful, very temperate climate to Colorado Springs. What do you think of the weather? The name of our video, we're calling it Life is Like a Box of Chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's just how we are describing it. Would you agree, not agree?
I would agree, yeah, definitely. It's, you never know what you're gonna get.
So like dressing in layers, is that something you do now as a local?
Yes, compared to Hawaii, yes. I used to dress in flip-flops and everything else in shorts, and now I have to put on like four or five shirts.
So yeah. What do you love about the Colorado weather?
During the summertime it's pretty nice, but during the cold, it's not
your cup of tea.
No, definitely not. Especially when I lived in Hawaii for 4 years. No.
But days like this kind of help get you through that longer time of winter and snow. But you're probably looking at the forecast like dreading this weekend, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah. All right, so we bumped into some people here.
You made me do that.
At Garden of the Gods. In fact, come over here so we can show how pretty this is. Is it annoying to you to not know what the weather is going to bring, or is it kind of like fun and exciting, like take advantage, seize the day?
Kind of more seize the day. I think when I was younger, it was probably more like, oh my gosh, you know, but now that you're older and you can want to get out and do things, it's more exciting.
And I feel like the longer you're in Colorado, you kind of adapt to that.
Like you do.
You plan to a point, like at some point today, I'm going to go for a walk, whether that's this morning or
whenever it's warmer.
The weather turns.
Yep. Yes.
So then another thing is, I know I'm a Colorado native, but do you pack in layers or dress in layers because of that?
I don't dress in layers, but I bring layers.
Like in the back of your car?
Yes, always bring extra or blankets, water, anything.
And when do you stop putting like the coat in the back of your car?
I would say March, April.
Okay.
Yeah, because you never know. I mean, sometimes in May we get snow, so.
Correct.
You never know.
You are from Colorado.
you live
from
here.
From Monument.
You're yes. from Monument. Okay, so Northern Colorado Springs. And you're from another M word.
Michigan.
So yep. My family's from, well, they're big Ohio State fans. They all go to Ohio State. So Michigan's a word in our house. But yeah. Congratulations on your national championship.
Thank you. You're welcome. Proud.
So tell us a little about weather. You can give it to us from Monument perspective and from a Michigan perspective.
The weather here is great. I was just saying that I think weather like this, when it's sunny and gorgeous like this, that it makes you get through the freezing times. There's really only some mm-hmm. cold times, like last week when it was, oh, so cold. But in general, it's really incredible. Quite lovely. Yeah, I love living in Colorado.
Okay, what do you think about it coming from Michigan visiting?
Well, I haven't seen sun like this since October, maybe. So it's they're hard days. They're long, hard, gray days.
I get. I'm actually from Minnesota, so yeah, it's different. Yeah. Because here, I would say in Minnesota, the sun is so close. It's actually warm today. My kids went to school in shorts, and it's totally. February 1st.
Yeah.
And then it'll supposed to snow this weekend.
Yes, saw that.
And then it'll melt, and this will be like this probably again next week. So it's kind of like up and down, I would say.
It helps you get through the winter.
I always call this, because we do a YouTube channel, and I always call this winter too. So yeah. I don't mind it through the holidays, and then it's like that January, February, March. I'm just like.
Especially by March.
Yeah, yes, I'm really kind of like, let's move on. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and need the sunshine. April and May.
Yeah, you can't forget. You always think it's going to be better, and then you get to April, May, and you're like, just bring summer to me.
Totally.
You know?
Summer's the
favorite season of the year. Summer here?
Yeah, summer.
And
yeah.
Compared to your favorite time of year, like in Hawaii, what weighs out?
I mean, Hawaii is like the same year round. Uh-huh. So it's,
you like the more days that.
Yeah, the steady 80 degrees every day.
So
every
four
year.
Seasons really isn't your cup of tea.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you have the days where you're like, crap, why is it snowing again? Or why is it this hot? You know, sometimes it can get a little too warm in the spring for me.
Okay.
Like, I don't want it to be summer yet.
Yep.
But overall, I mean, you really,
it's
there's no complaints,
nice.
Honestly. There's no complaints from me.
I'm a native and I feel that way.
Yeah.
Like every time I go somewhere, I'm like, it's nice to go see the beach and to, my daughter's in North Carolina. We went in August. I was like, this does feel good. And then by like day three, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go back home.